Brad's out today, but filling in. We got executive producer of the Love and Marriage shows and more. Carlos King is back in the building.
Yay!
I'm glad to be back on. But okay, Tanner, what are we dishing on today?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. All right, last night was the music industry's biggest night, the Grammy Awards. So we're starting out with some of the winners. Yay. Guys, Beyonce won 4 awards, including Best Dance, Electronic Album. Yeah, and she's now made history as the person with the most Grammys ever. She's got a total of 32.
Wow.
Yes. But Queen Bee was late to the ceremony. She was stuck in traffic. So Trevor Noah came to her seat and brought her award that she was given before she arrived. Despite her 4 wins, there was a little outrage because she lost Album of the Year to Harry Styles and Record of the Year to Lizzo.
Hello.
You can't win them all.
I'm sorry, guys. She deserved Album of the Year.
Yes.
Over Harry Styles. I mean,
I don't care. Over the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, that album was popping, and we're still bumping it today.
I just heard one song of it.
All 17 are good,
awesome.
Gary.
I ain't heard nothing but the
I'm
one
sorry.
We played.
Well,
that's
a, and we need to ask a Grammy-nominated artist here with us. So what do you think, Tamar? Like, is it jealousy? Is it race issues? Like, why isn't Beyonce getting these big category wins?
First of all, Carlos, I'm going to put this disclaimer out. I'm not getting in trouble with you today. Okay, I've changed my life. And I'm not going to say it's jealousy. I'm not going to say anything like that. I just said that they played in my girl face, and don't play with me because I'm a part of the Beehive, okay?
Maybe because she was late.
Also, there's a new member of the EGOT Society. Miss Viola Davis took home a Grammy for her audiobook narration for her memoir, Finding Me. So her Emmy, Oscar, and Tony Award will have a new friend. And Sam Smith and Kim Petras took home Best Pop Duo or Group Performance for their song Unholy, which makes Kim the first openly transgender woman to win a Grammy.
Wow.
Yeah. I had no idea she was trans.
Me neither.
Yo, that performance was wild.
It was so good. In my opinion, it was like second to the best performance.
I thought it was really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
The gays are winning, honey.
The gays are winning.
It's about downtown.
Yo, and then it was a moment that we've all been waiting for, and it came with the celebration of the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, and it was an epic all-star performance that included LL Cool J, Queen Latifah, Busta Rhymes, Salt and Pepper, and many more. But a lot of fans of the ATL was big-time mad because, you know, the local CBS station, they screwed up, and they cut to commercial during, like, Big Boy of Outkast, but also during Method Man and Wu-Tang Clan's performance of Method Man.
I miss Big Boy?
Yeah, there was mad people. Was like, yo, how come you didn't represent, like, you know, for
Atlanta?
Okay, I was really kind of, I was enjoying the performance, but I was like, okay, but where's the ATL aspect of it? Where's that at?
Because
that was
a big... probably didn't want violence and stuff, so that's probably...
Oh, Gary!
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
Big Boy, he came out and did Throw Your Hands in the Air.
Oh, he did?
It was him doing his Dirt All By His Lonely, but still, it was Outkast and Dirty South representation.
Well, that's my thing is, where was Andre 3000? Why not? Why not
for the Grammys? The airport
somewhere. He's with Erykah Badu, honey.
Couldn't get them together for the Grammys?
Right, he's sniffing incense, child, and drinking on sea moss.
Fat Joe, he was physically there.
Fat Joe was there.
He couldn't lean back just once?
Yeah.
Okay, y'all ready for some messiness?
Come on!
I break the mess, honey. Okay, so listen to this. You could say Chris Brown was less than thrilled when he lost Best R&B Album to pianist Robert Glasper.
Ooh, I love pianists.
That makes the two of us, honey.
Three of us.
Mandingo. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're outnumbered, head crack.
Focus, please.
Okay,
so look. Speaking of pianists, Chris Brown, wink, wink. Not so much. In fact, Brizzy threw a temper tantrum in a now-deleted Instagram story he wrote over a picture of Robert. Y'all playing. Who the f*** is this? That's my straight boy voice.
Oh,
and he also said, I'm going to keep kicking y'all asses, respectfully. Now, do we think Chris Brown is being, you know, a little boy when it comes to this loss?
No, okay. I don't. Y'all got to put some respect on Chris Brown's name. I'm sorry. Like, it's a lot that, you know, he puts out all of these amazing records all year long, and he's still snubbed at award season time.
So one Twitter user said that Chris Brown has 20 nominations and 1 win.
Oh, no. That's awful. See what I mean?
He's taking out his frustrations on Robert Glasper, but the 19 L's are the real enemy.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, I lost in all categories that I was nominated in. But you do feel better when you lose to somebody that you respect. Like, I lost to Rihanna, and I wasn't mad at that.
Who would you be mad if you lost to him, though?
Robert Glass.
Well, the fact that you smiled and said nothing said a lot.
Well, y'all know we can't get to talk about the Grammys, honey, and not give you...
What the fashion?
Well, baby, all right, baby, honey. Harry Styles, baby, strutted his stuff, honey, in a rainbow-colored Harlequin jumpsuit, honey, by Englob and Swarovski. Mm. So, honey, what do y'all think about that, honey? Is it giving you clown?
Oh, definitely. Bim, 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 bim.
Tingling Brothers.
I think he looks good in it. If it's his style and his body.
So y'all got to know fashion, and I'm looking like people at the table don't. Because this is a mock-up, honey, of Pablo Picasso's painting Acrobat, honey, and the young Harlequin.
Pablo Picasso Jones.
My man.
Okay. Okay, well, moving on. She's giving garden. She's giving bouquet. She is Lizzo. So my good sis stepped out in a rosy orange Dolce & Gabbana cape and gown, which gave us not one, but two looks. Yes, my good sis is giving regal. It's giving fashion. What do you guys think it's giving?
I love it. It's giving avant-garde.
Yes.
It's giving big bitches don't lie.
Yes.
I love it,
I
Lizzo.
Love it.
Yes.
It looks like Mary Magdalene.
Oh, Lord.
Mary Magdalene. All right, moving on. We have the one and only Belle Callis, a.k.a. Cardi B. Okay. It's my best. Thank you. Thank you, Tamar. She rocked a glamorous royal blue Gaurav Gupta gown with cutouts along the waistline and a statue-like hood. I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is one of my favorite looks of the night.
Yeah, she ate, baby. But that blue, it was amazing.
It was electric blue.
My respect for Cardi B went to a whole new level in 2019 when she rocked that vintage Mugliere gown.
Yeah.
And so, I was looking for her to hit the carpet. When she hit with this, I was like, well done.
And it's not you know. Mugliere, it's Mugler.
Oh, Mugler. Oh. Forgive me.
Correct the kid.
Yeah, shout out to my stylist, Colin. He's amazing.
All right, with the TA.
All right, just call her the Black Swan, baby.
No.
Cool. Because that's what Black China was giving on the red carpet. Girl Fit was giving Queen Big Bird, honey. She had feathers, a jewel-like hip piece with a bejeweled tasseled bodysuit.
Oh,
now, I know the Kardashians took her coins, honey, but are we at a loss for fashion, Black China?
But I really like that outfit.
No, you didn't.
Gary.
No, you didn't.
Gary.
No, I do. I don't like the outfit. I love that outfit. I mean, baby, she's giving you grand. You know, she's giving you Big Bird and Black.
Are you crazy? I thought she was giving no.
No. Is
like,
she giving
no,
you
girl.
Because her face is like white and she's in all black.
No.
She's letting them have it, honey.
You know, I never understood why people just like randomly go, why are you there?
At the awards?
You know
show?
What I mean? Like, no, not like that. Like, I never understood why people like randomly go to the Grammys.
Like, you're not nominated for nothing.
She's not nominated.
Why are you going?
It's like a party. You get to wear your outfit.
But she's not a musician. I know
she's not. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not being shady. I promise
you're not.
No, not this time. And not at all.
Well, all right, y'all. Up next, Carlos, darling, honey, we got to get into the messy Miss Robin Dixon, honey.
Ooh,
and
baby.
The plans, honey, for the Real Housewives of Potomac reunion right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, honey. I know Miss Robin Dixon, baby, didn't, honey, think that she was going to get away, honey, from withholding housewife tea from Miss Andy Cohen.
Child.
Well, she won't, Gary, because in addition to the three-part Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, Andy is slated for a one-on-one interview with Robin concerning her hubby Juan's cheating scandal that she chose to omit from the show but dished to her podcast audience for a $5 listen.
Oh.
Now, we're going to have to wait until Sunday, March 5th to hear it, unless, of course, Robin chooses to spill it behind a paywall instead. Now, is this good news, Carlos?
No.
Why?
No, no, no,
yes,
and no. Look,
I agree.
As the king of reality television, if you're on a reality show and you're not giving your real life, I don't want ya.
Me either. Mm.
Tamar Braxton, let's you know I go up for you. You gave everything to Braxton Family Values, which is why we love you and you're a household name.
Yes, hello.
Robin Dixon. No shade.
Give me
the
my
reason
flowers.
Why Nene called her starless is because that was not a star behavior.
It's true.
Period. You're not on a reality show just to go to lunch that the production crews pay for and sit there and accuse people of sleeping with other women. when your husband, allegedly, was doing the same thing. I am pissed, as y'all can see.
Now, granted, this is all something that happened inside a season, but is there a chance that this sort of scandal, like, puts her in a better position for next season? Because she has more eyes on her?
Listen, all press is good press. I know. So the one thing you have to understand is it puts Rob in a great position to give some really good story. That's why I'm saying, if she's not going to give us this, if Juan isn't going to give us this, then she needs to be off the show. I need to see all of this plus more from her.
All right, well, moving on, honey. Ellen DeGeneres received a sweet surprise from her wife, Portia. The couple renewed their vows at Portia's birthday party, and guess who officiated their wedding?
Who?
Miss Kris Jenner, child. Huh? Yes, honey. Ellen posted the video of them tying the knot for the second time on her IG page, and Portia was wearing her 2008 wedding gown and led Ellen to the front of the room where Miss Kris Jenner greeted them and began to officiate.
This is wonderful.
Isn't it?
This is so adorable.
Like, what can that woman do?
That's some damn mess, honey. Kris Jenner, how the hell she gonna officiate their damn wedding under her daughter's marriage?
I'm with Gary on this one.
Damn,
like, I wouldn't want Kris Jenner to wish me a Merry Christmas. Because nothing happens good for anybody who's not a Kardashian.
I love it. I love it. So, Gary, do you want to officiate my wedding?
Yes. Can I officiate your wedding?
No. I want Tamar to do it. I want her to keep loving more.
All right. We've all would have loved to attend this year's Grammys, but you know one person that didn't seem to want to be there?
Who?
Was Batman Ben Affleck. Look, some viewers pointed out how uninterested he looks sitting next to his wife, Jay. Some photos went viral of his miserable facial expressions, and fans have been roasting him online. One fan tweeted, "However bad a day you're having, I promise you're not as miserable as Ben Affleck at the Grammys right now." Guys, look at these photos. Why does he look like he's hating life right now?
Yeah, he didn't look miserable to me. He looked like he was fine, y'all. Like, he aged well.
Oh, you think he looks good?
Absolutely.
He looks like kind of a weird wax statue to me. Like,
he don't want
to
be there.
It's you don't not, think it's so? Not,
he's a sports guy who likes baseball. This music industry stuff isn't for him.
Exactly.
He'd rather be at the, you know, at home, in the den, and eating popcorn.
Also, as a person, like, you know, he is, like, you know, recovering from being not sober.
Yes. You're at, right?
Alcohol is flowing. Everybody's having the best time of their life. So I can understand the kind of pressure it probably puts you under being around so much excess and not really being able to indulge. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But nobody was talking to him last night. I didn't see, the camera never panned where somebody was talking to him.
Well, they were sitting at the same table as The Rock and his wife. They wound up at that table, and there's not a single shot of the four of them interacting.
Oh, wow.
Which is weird to me.
No,
maybe he's mad
at
The Rock for, like, messing up the DC stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like,
So we've been shady today?
I mean,
okay. It seems like it.
He's trying to blame Black Adam for everything. You know what I'm saying?
Like, up next, find out what fans are doing just to score tickets to Beyonce's upcoming Renaissance tour. This may shock you. More details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. So, Mr. Carlos, the second season of Love and Marriage DC is going down. And this past weekend, Ashley told her mama she needs to be accountable for what she's done in the past. Take a look.
My book has been doing really good.
So what's your book about?
It's a self-rediscovery journal. How to forgive people who've hurt you in the past, how to forgive yourself, you know, how to take accountability. I think that's a good chapter for you to read.
Well, I know how to be accountable for stuff. I don't need nobody. I don't need a book for that.
Ooh, I think I would have got the stepped out of me. That was deep. So I just want to know, what was your first reaction when you saw it?
To see Ashley and her mom talk about this, and it's hard in Black households to talk to your mama.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Check your mama,
it,
too,
like,
yeah.
Really?
Exactly. And Ashley Silva is such a big character on the show that it was an opportunity to see the fact that she was left at home at 16 years old to fend for herself.
Mm.
And that's really deep. But I want to talk to Tamar, because we know Miss Evelyn don't play. She slaps the people's mouth. Hey, Mama Evelyn. So when you watch that, what would your mama have done in that scenario?
You know, the truth is, we've done a lot of healing since Braxton's. And, you know, the truth is, it's about my delivery, about the result that I want to get back from her. So I'm not going to go to her in a way where I'm checking her or make her feel bad, because the worst thing you could do, you know, as a child is make your parents feel awful about something that they didn't know, you know, how to kind of maneuver, right? Mm-hmm. Like as parents, because we're on a job training too.
Come on, Helen.
Hello. Mm-hmm. All right, therapy works. Well, Carlos, tell fans where they can check out Love and Marriage DC and to see if Ashley Mama finally becomes accountable. Does she?
You got to watch. So every Saturday, Love and Marriage DC comes on 8 o'clock, 7 Central on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Yeah.
You're gone like a true promoter, man.
Yeah.
That's the reason why Carlos is the king, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, well, the hustle for these Beyonce tickets is getting real out here in the streets. The website GoFundMe has experienced a surge of signups from Beyonce fans asking for people to donate funds so they can attend Queen Bee's Renaissance tour. Yeah. All right, now, some of the GoFundMe pages are hilarious. One guy said, it's the only life experience he cares about at living before he dies, and said that he'd rather raise money on GoFundMe before selling a kidney on the black market.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, another person said, just kept it real and said, I just pay rent, and I need help buying these tickets. Thank you for being honest, all right?
Yeah.
Now, it is pure pandemonium out here in these streets for Beyonce.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And if you've seen her perform live, you understand why.
I understand why.
Yeah. Like, I saw her, like, do something in water, and she didn't get wet.
Ooh. Mm.
It was very Jesus-like.
I saw Beyonce one time, and honey, I was way in the damn nosebleed, honey. I just wanted to see her outfit, and I could barely see it, so I don't know how she performed.
So that's why you're bitter.
That's why I'm bitter.
Okay, now we get it.
You need some Beyonce in your life, darling.
Gary in the nosebleeds, I could never imagine it.
That was in my younger days.
I was going to say that.
Up next, we've got the tea on some grainy memorabilia for the GOAT, Tom Brady. We'll explain that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, we've all heard of goat cheese, but how about some goat sand?
What?
Goat sand? Okay, let me explain, all right.
Oh, yes.
By now, everybody knows that Tom Brady has retired again last week. Well, one enterprising person is trying to capitalize on eBay by selling bottled sand from his exact retirement spot. And get this, as of right now, the bid is at $99,900 with 119 people bidding on it, and there's still 6 days to go on the auction.
Wow. And y'all wonder why Beyonce is selling tickets for $19,000.
Okay,
exactly.
Right.
I don't want to hear nobody complain about what Beyonce's charging to perform.
Yeah. What did he do in the damn sand? Did he have sex in it and leave some residue?
No, nothing. He just stood there and
not residue.
Residue.
And I've heard of so many people collecting so many different things. I don't know any sand collectors. You know what I mean?
Me either.
Even moon rock samples, I think, are cheaper than this.
So, Tanner, is this white people stuff? Because I don't, okay.
Yeah.
I have to ask.
Definitely.
Because black folks are spending 100 G's on some sand.
No.
Okay.
No. I guarantee you, out of those 119, 119, I'm very white. Very, very. This is the caucasity, you know what I'm saying? This is what that is.
Okay.
But I don't have a bid on there, I promise.
Not this time.
Not this time.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.